Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown. In the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, August the 21st, 2024. Raven 98 here, along with.
Good morning, TNT. Man, can you guys believe we're actually on Blog Talk? Oh my God. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we hear you fine.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least I hear
just
you
making
fine.
Sure.
Coming through clear.
Mm-hmm. Since we're actually on Blog Talk, can't believe it. Guys, man, we said bye on Friday. This thing was supposed to be over with. Here we are right to the next Wednesday, and it's still not over with. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you. Supposedly it is done. It's been done since Thursday, and they keep saying that. It's been done since Thursday. And then, as usual, something happens, and it's not done. But the banks process people on Friday and Saturday. We know that because I talked to the person who actually was involved in the process. So knows directly that it was completed. So it is done. Today is supposed to be the day. And I gotta laugh, you know, they say you gotta laugh to stop from crying, or you gotta be happy to be sad, because I know it's done, because every agency has told us it's done, it's live in the system. They even told us, hey, we're waiting for the email from Treasury, like you're waiting for the email from us. It's a domino effect. So we're all waiting. Again, people with pending payouts in their accounts are supposed to see it Monday, are supposed to see it today. That's what they're being told. We're being told today is the day. So with all that and everybody's belief, I am happy. I'm excited. I am ready. I just don't think it's going to happen. I know you don't want to hear that. But I'm being honest. Because I got to be honest. It's all sitting there ready and waiting. Because there's two things. And nobody wants to claim it. Nobody wants to say it. But I can't see any other reason. First of all, they're doing the peace talks today. They're trying to come up with an agreement for the ceasefire in Gaza. Which, what does that have to do with the Middle East? Everybody knows what it has to do with the Middle East. Is it going to calm and be over with? Or are we still looking for a storm? The second thing is, Iran hasn't retaliated because they're not until they find out if there's peace in the Middle East. Those two actions determine what's going to happen in that whole region. I just don't think they're going to let loose the hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars until they at least know where that's going to go. Because that would make sense to me. I know it's not what we want to hear. As a matter of fact, I will tell you, all three agencies have told me I'm wrong. They said, nope, that's not it. That's not it. But I'm telling you that's it. So anyway. I don't know what it is. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it is, but I'm wrong. That's not it. I mean, that's what it's at. I don't know what it is, but it's not that. Then what is it? What could have a live system where they have both a sell rate and a buy rate? Already ran it through the system so they know it works, and where they already paid people out on Friday and Saturday. What else could it be that is stopping them from letting the whole world enjoy this? They don't want Iran to have it. They don't want the militia to have it. They don't even want the crooked ones in Iraq to have it until there's peace and calm, because they're going to shut down the smugglers and everybody else, especially now that they're in CBI. and they can clearly see everything. But the good news is I did hear from a guy in Iraq, and he did say 2 to 3 days, it should be over. 2 to 3 days. But in 2 to 3 days, we should know if there's a ceasefire. Just tell you. And once there is, we'll know how Iran's going to retaliate. And they're just not going to announce or let it go right in the middle of that, I don't think. And that makes good sense to me. That's why I'm not upset about it. And I waited 15 years. I can wait 72 hours if I have to. Now, they can shock the world. One three-letter agency is saying, and today is the day. It says everything's been green-lighted again, ready to go. And it could. And if it does, it'll be after 2 o'clock. After 2 o'clock today, Eastern. It should be after 5 o'clock. But they just say 2 o'clock. So it's a good day. We're all sitting around waiting to see what happens. Agreements could be made. Announcements could be made. And this thing could go literally at any moment because the system is complete. The RV has been approved. The rate is set. The only thing we're waiting for is the go. Well, that's the only thing the banks are waiting for is the go. They're waiting for it from the Treasury, as they told me. They're supposed to get emails and instructions from the Treasury. We're supposed to get emails and instructions from the Treasury, I guess, or the banking system. It could be the very same email, as far as I know. But that's what we're waiting on to get started. It's to receive the email. No groups have gotten paid. No groups are getting paid today. So I can make that clear to everybody. No SKRs have been paid at 3 o'clock this morning or 4 o'clock this morning. I'm telling you, they're lying to you. That is not happening. And why do I know? Because I know people who have SKRs, people who have pending accounts, people in Washington, D.C. And trust me, they're going to go before anybody goes. And it has not happened. So anybody telling you it has is lying to you. And you should know that's what they do because they're lying to you. Nobody was approved to go at 3 o'clock this morning. 4 o'clock this morning, or 5 o'clock this morning. They're all waiting with us right here, right now. Okay, so no large groups, not everybody with the SKRs or anything else. Okay, so we have a second and third three-letter agency saying today is our day. Now, they're actually sending it to us right here while we're on the call, explaining the situation and saying today is the day. So this is the third one who's saying today is the day. So maybe this afternoon is the time. Maybe things are settled. I'm just not going to get too hot. But I'm never going to get too low because I know everything is done and it could pop at any given moment. And they're saying today is that moment. So I'm doing what I've been doing for the last 15 years. I'm giving you the information. I'm giving you my understanding of the information, what I think, and we're going to go from there. So I was really excited on Friday because I thought that was it. We were done. And trust me, I want to be done. We were done. So I'm ready today. I'm ready with what I'm hearing, stuff that I'm not telling you guys, except for let me see. What do I want to call it? I'm just going to say the required passwords they say are being put in right now. The required passwords. Are being put in right now. So, if everything goes according to plan, all right, we're going to get paid this afternoon after 5 o'clock. All right, Ray, let's go.
Let's see. Did the exchanges this past weekend, were they liquid or did they get SKRs?
Oh, they were supposed to be liquid because they went through, not SKRs.
All right. Just Twit says, I am 92 years old, and my question is a hint that I was still in my 70s when I started listening to you. Okay. Have you talked to DC? If so, how is he doing?
Okay, so for everybody who didn't get it, 92, she was in her 70s. I don't know if it was 79 or not. What do you think?
I'm not sure.
Oh, that would be 13 years. So we don't want to do that one. I'm thinking 92 in her 70s. I wish she would have told me exactly, because I'll say maybe this is one of the original people who was in, because they've been in that long, since we're supposed to be having a hint in at 92 of who this is. What's their board name?
Just Twit.
Just Twit. Well, Just Twit, just so you know, I would like to talk to you just because you're 92 years old. I don't know, I just got this thing. When people make it to their 90s and their 100s, I like to talk to them. I like to have a conversation with them because I am excited that you made it that long. And then I appreciate the fact that you might have some knowledge to give me, you know, some experiences to give me. So not about the Jannar or anything else. I mean about life. So I just like to talk to people over their 90s and have conversations. So if there's a way to do that and you could contact Ray so you can contact me, I'd like to just have a conversation. Anyway. So I don't know about your hint if you are. And no, I haven't talked to DC. You guys remember why DC and Pam aren't here. They were asked not to be in the most professional of ways. If you don't stop, you're going to be Tony's roommate. The most professional ways. And they said, okay, that's not going to happen. And I don't blame them. But we go on. So we'll see what does happen. Now, whether or not, no, all right, that's enough of that. What's next?
Okay, Cinderelli 11 says, if we are not able to see a copy of the NDA prior to going to the exchange, do you think it would be okay to have someone post a copy of it in the forum after they signed it? Oh, that just came. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do that because it's a legal document and nobody's going with their name on it. And guys, each bank's NDA may be different. So I'm not going to post something and say, hey, this is what you're going to sign. But I, in fact, don't know if that's what you're going to say. More importantly, an NDA is just a non-disclosure agreement. That's all it is, non-disclosure agreement. It's four pages, what is been going to be full of years. Somebody said they just did theirs and it was only 3 pages. And it's simply something you just read. And I'm not concerned with it. And if for any reason you don't feel comfortable, don't sign it. Don't take the larger amount. Just go on and live your life. All right, Ray, who's next?
J411 says, what is Iraq's government telling their citizens about when they will see the release of their currency at the new rate?
Evidently today, he said 2 or 3 days. Well, they said in the coming days, exactly what he said to say. But he says, you know, in the coming days means 2 or 3 days. So that's what was passed to me this morning. The coming days means 2 or 3 days. And that's what they're hearing. Okay?
Retired at 50 says, my plan is to allow my money to sit in an interest-bearing account at least a couple of months, feel confident that I have found the right trust for me and my family. My question is, how long would you allow your money to sit before moving it into a trust? My thought is up to 90 days. You're thinking good. That's a pretty good thought. Anytime 30 to 90 days, you should have your trust established, know what you're doing, and move your funds accordingly.
All right, next.
We'll move on. Okay. First,
yep.
Sergeant, what is going to happen for those members that did subscribe and made payment but do not receive the email link for the call? How are they going to get the 800 numbers? They'll get it after the call.
If you subscribed and made payment, then you will get the email or you will get the text. As far as we go, so I'll explain it again. If you subscribed and then made your payment, the email goes out. If you haven't been checking the emails, if you haven't been opening the emails, you could be cleaned from the system. That's your fault. That's not my fault. If you haven't been moving them from junk to in, or you haven't put them in your address book, then your service provider can be stopping the emails from coming through. That's not my fault. That's your fault that you haven't done. Okay? So if you're not getting an email, it's not anything that I'm doing or the system's doing. It's something you didn't do, as we've been talking about it for the last 4 or 5 years, to ensure that you get it. As I did last time on Monday's call, I told you guys 24 to 30% of you never opened the email. But then as soon as the time comes, you're going, I didn't get my email, because they claimed you. There's nothing I can do about that, and I'm not going through and checking each individual email and see if it was cleaned or not. That's your responsibility. Or if your service provider said, hey, they got this email 20 times, they didn't open it, it's junk, and we're not going to send it anymore. Because that's what happens, just so you guys know. Then that's your responsibility to go in your address book and put it in there so they know you want to accept this email. Now, other than that, if you're not a TNT member, you don't get it, you're going to get it when everybody else gets it, which is after the fact when we broadcast. Okay, Ray, what's next?
Super Glide 95 says, is there an update for multi-currency accounts available to private individuals in the U.S. after the RV?
I don't know. You have to call the banks and ask them how they're going to provide it.
All right. Anonymous says, can you please explain what the difference is with the live rates that have been in the system for weeks and the live rates that the banks have now?
Who's Anonymous? Where is they from? Where are they from?
I don't know. That's the board name, Anonymous.
Can I explain the difference in the live rates that have been there for weeks and the live
rates in the
rates
system,
now?
In the live rates that the banks see now?
Okay. The live rate that had been there for weeks was a sell rate for the banks. How much they would sell it to you for. But they still weren't authorized to sell it. The live rates that are in the bank now supposedly is a buy rate and a sell rate. But they still weren't authorized or are not authorized today to complete the transactions. You can go in a bank and if they choose to, they can put it in, but it's not going to go through. As people have. The difference between today and Friday and Saturday is they actually said they put the codes in and it let them complete the whole transaction. So they know it's live on both ends. And they're ready to go. Okay, so that's the difference. They're live rates that they can't see on their screen. Hold on for a second. Let me tell somebody okay. something here. Hold on. You know what? Hello? Hello?
We're still on. We can hear you.
It's okay. I want them to hear me too. If I hang up on you, then I must be doing something. You don't have to keep calling my number.
Okay. Not that easy. Celebrating a birthday on today. So we'll say happy birthday to Not That Easy.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Okay, that takes us to live callers. First one is area code 626.
I'm just sharing with you guys that is the most irritating thing you can do to me is call me back, the back, the back. Like, I don't hear it ringing. And if I hang up the first time, then I must be doing something. That's just disrespectful, irrelevant, and retarded to me. But anyway. That's just me.
Just block those.
All right, 626.
And it won't ever happen again.
626.
Hey,
good 626. Morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you called.
I assume that's me. This is a SC fan from Southern California.
Okay.
Okay. So, hey, listen, I have a quick question, a couple quickie questions. So, I'm assuming that the De La Rue machine will check for whether currency is counterfeit or not. Is that true?
That is true. That's its purpose.
Okay. Second question then is I have ordered some additional, going off of your advice to buy more, I've actually bought some more, but it's not supposed to be delivered for a week. So let's just say that I get an appointment for Friday. Can I tell them and I go to a bank, can I say, listen, I've got 20 million dinar, and I'm expecting another 5 million, you know, in 3 days. Now, should I just postpone the meeting? Because I hate to, you know, 20 million in the hand is worth, you know, 25 million in the bush. Should I delay the meeting or should I just say, set me up with another meeting and give me the same rate that you give me today?
Well, like you said, bird in hand is worth two in the bush, right? So I'd go in and do that, negotiate my terms, knowing because I got 5 million additional coming. They can say, well, I can give you this rate on this and we'll renegotiate the 5 million or we're just going to have to go with this. But either way, I would present it. Now, I wouldn't necessarily wait for it to go in there the whole time because you never know what's going to happen.
That's right. You never know. Okay. Last question. I have my account at Bank America, And when I call up the 800 number and I tell them that I have dinar, dong, and rupiahs, will they send me to a Bank America? Because Bank America doesn't, they tell me that they don't do dinar at all. So will they send me to something like a Chase Bank, in which case I would have to open up an account and then have all the money transferred into that bank? So, you know, this is a question for some, you know, just a little variation on, you know, what's actually going to happen and where I might, and where I would be converting the money. Can you shed some light on
that? Okay. So right now, guys, we don't really know what's going to happen. All I know is they're going to ask you how much you have, what your zip code is, your information, and send you to a bank that has those currencies. Now, I don't know if they're going to ask you, are you a member of Chase, Bank of America, or Wells Fargo? I don't know exactly what they're going to say, so I can't tell you that. I know you can say, is there a Bank of America that you can send me to? Because that's where I would prefer to go. And they can say, hey, well, we don't have one that takes this currency or that currency. So it's a conversation you're going to have.
Okay.
All right.
And then, okay. And then because one of your previous questions that Ray read about waiting for a trust or something, I am just curious. When I go into that bank and I suggest, and I say, listen, I've got, you know, now I've got $200 million and I want to leave it, you know, all here, as long as you give me the 20%. Once they give me that rate, am I going to leave it with them in a trust with them, or is that am I just leaving it with them and in like an account that only they have control of? Any thoughts on that?
Okay. So first of all, as Ray's been saying, if you're going to go in and do it in your name and or assigned. So you can assign it to anybody you want to. But the contract is going to be the contract, right? Then if you want to move it over to a trust later, tell them that that's my intention, then that's what you do. Because you don't have a trust yet. And you're not going to have the bank create your trust, right? Because you're going to have an outside person do that. So you have a separate opinion. And once you sign the contract agreement for a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it is, then they control the funds because that's what the contract says. You're going to give us this money. We're going to give you this interest for this amount of time. You can't go back in there and say, yeah, but I want to borrow $50,000 of it or $200,000. No, none of that happens. That money's locked up for the duration of the contract, just like any other financial contract.
All right, but once they have the money, then I can set up a trust and move it into that trust, even though they still have control of it after that.
You're not going to move the money into the trust. You're going to just change the name and the contract into the trust.
Okay. Thank you both. I appreciate the help. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank All you. Right. Thank you, sir.
206 area code. You're on.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony.
Hey, sir.
Tony, hi. Nice to hear your voice, guys. Hang in there. We're going to make it.
Yeah.
the first thing I need to clear up is my bad hearing. Did you say today that the three guys who from the three agencies who just contacted you are saying that we should go after 5 today? Was it before 5, after 5? Clear me up on that.
I said after 5. They always say after 2, but I don't believe that. I said it'll be after 5. Yeah.
So then my next question is, you said they're now seeing the current buy and sell rates. Could you tell us what those current rates are, buy and sell?
Nope. Because I didn't ask you about it.
Okay. All right.
Now, listen, guys, I didn't ask anybody because the last thing they gave me was 391 a couple weeks ago, and because I don't care. That has nothing to do with me or us. I have 2850 on my brain. That's it. That's $12. I have the highest rate available. That's why I'm at the front of the line. That's what I'm going in to get. Anything else, you'll be able to see on 4X for yourself.
Okay. The next and last question is about your update calls. For the first 10 days after the RV, you said you'd have an update call each day. Are you still planning to do that?
I am. Wait. I am only if you guys can convince Ray to do it. How about that?
Hey, Ray. Okay. If you're convinced,
right? No, I'll do the call because Ray's going to be in St. Thomas and doing his thing. But I'll do a call. I don't know what time. Because I don't even know if this would be the real information. If you guys are sharing information as you go in, because it's just going to be exchange information. So I'm not going to say I'm going to do it at 10 o'clock every day, because I'm going to be doing some things like you guys are doing things. But I'll try and do a call every day for the first 10 days, because on the 10th day is what? The marathon begins. The pay it forward account. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, guys, let's all hang in there and hope for after 5 today.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Hey, Tony, how about instead of a call every day, how about an update every day?
Oh, you mean you want me to just tweet it out? Because Twitter doesn't let me. I see people with those long tweets, though. I just don't know how they do it.
No, well, we can put it in the forum. Everybody have access to it then. We'll talk about it.
Oh. All right.
All right. 972. Here we go. You're on.
972?
That's you.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Yes, sir. All my currency date back to 2010, pretty much here, when I first started listening to you guys. And is it still going to be redeemable or whatever, tradable?
Yes, sir.
That's exchangeable. Yes.
In 15 years. How long I've been listening to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you shouldn't have any issue as long as it's legit. As long as it doesn't have Saddam Hussein space on it, you should be okay.
Well, I was told to buy the 25 notes.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure they were still exchangeable.
Oh, yeah. You're good.
They're still exchangeable so far.
Oh, really? Okay, thank you.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
Nine.
Great.
Thank you, sir. 909, you are on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony.
Greetings. Hey, good morning.
Question for you is, I'm assuming that all of the funding is complete to the central bank, correct?
That's a good question. So, let me just, I'm just reading right here. Says everybody has their money.
Okay. And then, and number two, is there anything you're holding back and telling us because you were told not to say anything to us about that particular topic? I'm not wanting to know what the topic is, but is there anything that you had to hold back?
Hey, anything you can tell us on the call with the banks and government agencies listening that they told you don't tell us, right?
No. I didn't want to know what it was. I'm just saying, yeah, hey, there's a couple things that I can't tell you guys. That's all.
No, you know, in the past, there actually has been things that would actually identify people by the fact that I would be telling all y'all, they're like, oh, I know who does that or who knows that part. So I haven't been able to say some things for that. But right now, I can say according to what I'm getting, everything is done going forward. And they're just saying it's going to be released. Everything is going to be released today. So
today, okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much. I'll let the next caller come on in. You guys have a good day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
704 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Is it me?
It is you.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
Right. Oh, I'm fine. How are you guys today?
Fabulous, sir.
Just wanted to say hello, but my husband has a question.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll take a question from him. Hey, good morning.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I heard a lady talking.
Me too, but it was your wife. It was just the echo.
Okay. First question is, Tony, you said something the other day about when the $1,000 group is going to be able to have a bank send us a location for our highest rate. Is how you gonna know who the $1,000 group is and for 30 days?
All right. First of all, Tony never said that. Never said that. That's not what's going to happen with the $1,000 group. The $1,000 group is something that's totally after the exchange. Has nothing to do with the exchange at all.
Okay. So that's more of the investment type part.
Okay. It's not even an investment. Hold on for a second, guys. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay, we ready?
Ready.
Yep.
All right. I'm trying to think what I was talking to you about. The $1,000 group is not an investment group because nobody's going to advise you, direct you, anything. We're just going to share information with each other about investments, okay? I'm not advising you guys. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm basically going to tell you what my wealth manager is telling me. I'm basically going to tell you about some things I'm looking at, IPOs, oil leases, some other businesses that I may receive at a higher level that you guys don't get. So I'm going to share that knowledge with you. I'm also going to let other individuals in the group share experiences and knowledge, and that's what it's supposed to be about. Not advising anybody, because anything in there, everybody has to go research on their own. Just hopefully share some information you wouldn't have otherwise known to get. The only other benefit out of it is with the IMF, those people are going to be able to be part of that program. And I don't know how many it is yet, but they told me I was going to be invited. And I could bring some people, I'm going to select the people from that group, period. That's what I'm going to look at. Whether it's 50, 100, or 1,000, they're going to come from that group. And that's your
very
only,
good.
I think, advantage to be a part of that.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Sounds
now,
great.
As far as getting the highest rates and things like that, we're doing that right now. That's what that 10 days is about. Tell you guys get it. Well, you're right. Also, the bankers told me that I could put a group together. It's not the $1,000 group, though, to go do exchange for the higher rate. That's what you were talking about. I don't know how they're
correct.
Doing it yet. They haven't explained it to me yet. And Only thing I do know is they said, okay, they won't have to leave their state. If they can put it together right, you won't have to leave your state. You go in, and I don't know how they're doing it because we haven't got to that part yet. I know they're going to right. recommend people in certain areas, go to them, tell them this is the rate, this is the code, something like that. You go in exchange, and again, I don't know how big that is going to be or how many people they're going to let me bring into that. But as soon as this goes live, you know, by the third day, I guess they're going to have a plan for me.
Right. Well, that sounds good. Do you know who's putting in the codes? Michael Cottrell. Do you know him?
Michael Cottrell is not putting in any codes, and they've been telling that lie for the last 15 years. You know, what would make you think
okay.
they have to depend on him, some guy, this guy, to put in the codes for the entire world?
I don't know. He's the only one I ever heard of.
Yeah. And how many times have he put in the code? How many times those group, those Nesra, Jesra people told you, oh, he did it today. Michael did this. Michael did that. And it hasn't happened yet. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay, but you're saying that the codes are being put in.
Move on.
Yeah. They don't have,
Okay.
Any idea at all what's going on? Because I'm still looking for the tanks going down the street that's going to escort me to the bank. All right, go ahead,
okay,
man.
I didn't mean to start anything. Okay, well, y'all have a good one.
Thank you, sir. You're on.
Hey, King. How you doing?
Hey there. Fabulous, sir, to the next degree. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing, Tony?
I know you happy to be back on here so you can play your music, huh?
I didn't know who I was when the song came out. Nah, what about that? It's been so long. It's been a long time since I heard the song. But yeah, I'm glad he played it today. So, you know, we were so restless and things yesterday. We were on open mic and I told your brother, I say, I may call Tony and see what he doing, and then he said, yeah, call him. I said, the devil is a lie. I'll never get cussed out.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hell no, I ain't crazy. Tony been upset lately. He been cussing people out and telling, oh, hell no, I ain't cussed. I'm like, ooh, he wants this thing over.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I do have a couple of questions for you this morning. Ma'am,
okay.
I guess it's more or less for the people, your intel folks that are listening, but I know they can't answer. So just in your opinion, I'm wondering what gives them the confidence now versus Friday, the last week, that this would happen today? Because we've been hearing that for a while. So are they? What would make them a little bit more confident that this would happen today? What different do they have as far as information to make them feel like that? Because we get excited and get our hopes up and then nothing. So, you know, I'm trying to just understand, I guess a lot of us are, just trying to understand why would they feel like that today, you know?
Okay, listen. And I mean, everybody, listen to me real carefully. Because me and Ray was talking about this for the call. Okay? And that is simply that they're being told what they're being told. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And they don't think that their upper-level management is lying to them.
Yeah.
And they all think they have positions. So was telling Ray today that, you know, I'm not, you know, and I keep saying about boy who cried wolf, because they're crying wolf. It's here. It's happened. But it's not their fault. So I don't ever blame them, because that's what they're being told. It's not my fault, like I said, because I'm hearing it from multiple agencies, not just one or two saying the day is the day.
Uh-huh.
And then when I'm hearing it from multiple banks, somebody is telling them today is the day, you know, or get your people ready and do this. So I understand all that. But
yeah,
Monday wasn't the day. Tuesday wasn't the day, because it happened. And that's why I said I believe it could happen in a moment's notice. But I don't think they're telling the people, hey, it's going to happen as soon as we find out if it's a ceasefire. It's going to happen as soon as we find out what Iran plans on doing. I don't think they're going to do that. But I don't see anything else that's holding it up. Now, today is different. And it's what the guy asked me before. What am I not telling you? What am I not telling you? And what I'm not telling you is why today is different. And I'm not telling you because it would point to certain people.
Okay.
I can't do that. Okay.
Well,
Two 81, you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay.
I think he's
all right. Making sure you didn't get cut off.
I'm here. Hold on, guys. I'll be right back with you.
Yeah, just making sure you didn't get cut off in the process.
Oh, okay. No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
How you doing, King? How you doing? How you feeling?
Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree.
I'm ready to go to the bank. I don't want to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
You think that's possible?
Guess what just happened?
Uh-oh. What?
None.
Uh-uh, don't do that.
What? Okay.
All right, Tony's back now.
All right.
I'm here.
So I'm going to tell you, this is what I can't tell you guys, I mean, today, even though it's somebody, they're being very specific about what's going on right this minute. And I don't know if it's taking it to another level. They just want to know that it's real this time. But they are explaining it in enough detail that if it's true, we should see the RV at 5 o'clock. Let's just say that. Unless something else happens. Because that's the level of information that's at. It's coming from three-letter agencies.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm going to leave it at that, because I do not want you guys to share something that you're not supposed to, because we're not trying to delay it because of that reason. And we're rooting for all of your intel folks. We want to prove the ones that been saying they ain't telling the truth. We want to prove all of them haters wrong. So I'm definitely hoping it happens today. And that's what I have to say today. We love you guys.
Right.
Thank you for everything you do. And I will mute out. Thank you.
Okay.
Good day.
Wait, why are you not at work? You got fired again?
I'm off today and hope I get fired tomorrow, but I can't tell the RV now. So you get this thing on up in here. I'm ready.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. 404, Erica, you're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. I appreciate all of your continuing connecting the dots on our blackboard here. It's no longer a whiteboard because of all the dots that you've helped to, you know, connect over the decades here. I am curious and pleased to hear that the go sign signal has been given by the UST to all the necessary parties. I just wanted to be sure just the protocols that are being followed on this. Is that a kind of protocol that they have to get the go sign every morning by a certain time to then say that they are ready for the races? Or once that go sign has been given, that's in place for a set period of time? I keep thinking like, you know, horse racing that, you know, the gates are back of the horses and then the signal is given and they're off to the races. We don't have to keep going back and going into the gate.
Well, I think
that makes
if
sense.
That ever happens and the go signal is actually given, yeah, then it's over. They can't, you know, unring a bell. You can't.
That's what I'm wanting to be sure.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Then it's not, once it's released because it's released to the whole world. So how do you go get it back?
I just want to be sure because they've been able to get around doing stuff that we've never thought that they could do over the course of all these times, and sort of just wanting to be sure all of the things are in place.
This is the difference. They can do whatever they want to do behind closed doors, but once it's in the light, once it's done so the public can actually see it, you can't just go undo that.
They better not try. That's
why we
correct.
Haven't seen it yet. Yes.
Good
okay.
enough. Well, at this point, using our math, we know that 10 days from when this is activated with that go signal from the UST, we know that 10 days from that is when our very, very special TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is in full play. And at this point, I'd like to think that this is truly, truly, truly the last call that we have pre-RV. That last Friday was just the prelude, and this is the finale in real time. That's my hope for. Fingers crossed. And again, thanks for all that you guys do. We appreciate it.
Listen, I'm hoping for it. I'm crossing my fingers for it. I'm even praying for it. Oh, my God. Let's be done. But that's where we're at. So thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right.
And have a great day. It's good. It's
all
a good
right.
one. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. So we can stay with tradition and hopes. And I can't even believe Blog Talk is working for one thing that it is. And the fact that 404 actually got to be the last caller, God willing, this thing is over. I'm just saying that. Yes, the information that we are receiving right now, that we have received while we're on the call, is that the final countdown is starting and is being completed, and today is our day. That's what we've got. So unless something else happens, I don't think it's going to be after 2 o'clock. I think we'll actually see it after 5 or maybe between 12 a.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning, if everything goes right. Because those are the traditional times for it to happen, all right? So don't hold your breath, but know it could be any minute. Be ready. Go over your list. Make sure your suitcase is packed if you're traveling. Your suit is cleaned if you're not traveling. Your dress is pressed. Whatever you plan on doing. Make sure you go through those 10 items, the first 10 things I got to do now that my whole life has changed. Matter of fact, I take the next hour doing just that, just in case. But it's up to you. So in the meantime, in between time, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. Make sure, if nothing else, that you are a TNT member. All right, Ray.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. Let's see what happens in the coming hours. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer, yes He is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe, I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Your season to be blessed. you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing.
Catch it all.
It's your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, say. Blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out.
And
I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. I've been through the fire, I've been through the flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Yes, it is.
Say yes it is again. Yes it is. It's our season to be blessed. Ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. We are out of here.